The State Department of Environmental Conservation is holding a public meeting this afternoon so Central New Yorkers can get a close-up look at plans by the Honeywell Corporation to dredge and cap a polluted portion of Onondaga Lake. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one party that's been at the table during lake cleanup discussions for decades won't be anywhere in sight.
This $451 million cleanup will dredge an estimated 2 million cubic yards of toxic material from 185 acres out of the 3,000-acre lake bottom. It'll also cap 14% of the lake bottom to keep toxic chemicals underground. For the Onondaga Nation, which has been pushing for cleanup for years, what little dredging is happening is a good thing, but ultimately not enough, according to Nation Attorney Joe Heath.
They're leaving about 80% of the toxic chemicals, including mercury and 26 other chemicals of concern, they call them.
Heath says government estimates years ago said it would cost $2.3 billion to clean the lake. He believes the state settled on this remedy because it couldn't afford a long, drawn-out litigation with Honeywell.
Well, that's not good enough for this sacred lake, and it's not good enough for any of the people in central New York. It's particularly not good enough for the Onondagas and the Haudenosaunee, who have a sacred historical relationship with the lake.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.